You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I wouldn't say we're the best at solving problems, but we're pretty good.
Top five, yeah.
You know, and I think it's because we have access to billions of listeners who chime in and help us reach a decision on things. This time around, this is from, she says no name, please. I thought we might just call her Becky.
All right, that's a strong
name. You all right
name.
With that?
Becky.
So she doesn't want us to use her name, and you'll understand why here in just a moment. She says, good morning, boy, my boy. She goes, good morning, my boy.
Well, hi, my Becky.
I heard you mention the 7-year itch to a caller who didn't know what it was. And I admit I'd heard the term before, but wasn't sure about it. Let me jump in here. Yeah, that was last week. I don't remember if it was during a mind bender or during rattle off or something, but somebody who had been married for 7 years, and I brought up the 7-year itch, and they're like, what's that? I was like, oh, I bet there's a lot of people who don't know about this.
Yeah.
Well, Becky was one of them. She says, so I looked it up and I read about it. Now, should we jump in and explain what it is? So supposedly the idea is that after you've been married for 7 years, you start getting kind of the wandering eye or kind of...
You have the itch to cheat, basically.
Yeah, you're looking around.
You got to scratch that itch because you're bored.
You're maybe second guessing your decision. And a lot of the experts say, hey, just plow through that stage and you'll come out the other side stronger and better than ever, as long as you don't cave to your whims. Anyway, Becky says, I looked it up and I read about it. Now I'm a little worried. In the last 6 months, my husband has become distant and cold, and we went from talking all the time to barely communicating. We used to have date nights every weekend, and now I have to twist his arm to go out. And wouldn't you know it, we just had our 7th anniversary in September.
Dun, dun, dun.
Just curious if you could ask other listeners if this is just a coincidence for me, or if there is really a point at 7 years that people just grow tired of a relationship. And why do you think it's at 7 years and not 3 or 10 or 15? Thanks very much for your show. Listen to this line. You boys have become better companions for me than my husband.
Oh, harsh. We better take her out on a date night then.
No name, please. Okay, we're going to call her Becky. I don't know why it is at 7 years.
I don't know why it is either.
And I could say that it's just because people have had that phrase in their head, so that maybe it's a self-fulfilling prophecy when you hear about it. Except Becky didn't know about it, and I'm guessing her husband doesn't know about it. It's just happening.
Just pure coincidence right now. She's like, oh my God, he stopped talking to me.
And you know what's interesting is that couples will go through a weird kind of waves and troughs, which we've talked about before, but different times for the different person. In other words, there could be a time, let's say 4 years into the relationship, when one person is just still giddy in love and the other person's like,
everything's fine.
A year later, the roles are reversed, where the person who was a little distant is suddenly like, you know what, I'm really happy, actually. And the other person is like, well, no, I'm not so sure. And it's so funny. I used to compare, a long time ago, I used to compare relationships with track and field running, you know, when you're on the track, and how you'll have people in different lanes. They're all going the same direction around the track, but they're often in different parts of the track.
Sure, you're staggered a little
bit. You're staggered when you start, and then some people will get out ahead. So you might be running in the same direction,
yes,
but you're not always running side by side.
There could be all different factors of why you're not running side by side. You know, it could just be you're having work issues, you're too focused on work, or you've got kid issues, you're too focused on kids. And it's not all bad things, you know, when it comes to the 7-year itch that you're just dying to cheat, I guess. Maybe you're just in a slump in general. I don't know if it always leads to cheating with the 7-year itch. Do we know that, Dom, or not? Is that the main outcome of the 7-year itch is to fool around with somebody else?
Are you asking if there are statistics about it?
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
at what point in a relationship are people more likely to have an affair?
The wandering eye? Or is it just you're in a big old slump and you just don't communicate well after 7 years?
I'll tell you what, I would be happy to look that up, but I'm afraid to put that on my search history in case Gretchen is screwing around his laptop. What were you doing?
DuckDuckGo, Dom. DuckDuckGo does not track your search.
So that's a good question.
I would love to hear from people this morning, yes, that have had this itch. They're currently in this itch. And people that have scratched this itch. And if it fell within this 7-year time frame. Yeah. Or was it later? I'm 17 year. Maybe I'm having a 17 year itch right now.
But this is just specifically marriage, though. It's not just in your relationship. And you guys have been married 13, is that right?
Something like that. Yeah, and together for 17. But
was it 2006?
The only time we've had a rough patch really was after we had kids. So that's my thing. It's like, ugh, it just changes everything when you have kids. And that's when we hit our slump.
Well, that's interesting. So, I wonder if there's a different 7 year or 8 year or 5 year kind of thing.
It's the baby itch.
After
two different kinds of baby itch. The first baby itch is when you want to have a baby. And the second baby itch is when you have one. You're like, dear God, what do we do? I hate you and your family and your face. Two totally different baby itches.
Oh, man, that's funny.
Yeah.
But, you know, and they also say, we're always quoting they also say that if you can power your way through, that you do come out the other side stronger, and you come out happier, and you come out better. They talk about how it's like one of those bell curve things, right? That you start a relationship super happy, and then you go through the really difficult times. And it often, not always, but it often involves children and child raising, and you don't see eye to eye on that. And the kids drive you crazy, and so forth and so on. And then, you know, after you get through all of that, couples become so much happier when they're empty nesters. And that's what you two
it
only
makes
have
you stronger, Dom.
You two only have like another 15 years before that happens.
I know. It'll be here
20.
Before we know it. And imagine this, Becky. Here's a novel idea to do with your spouse. Maybe just talk to him instead of writing a radio show.
Nah, write to us
instead. I always joke about that. It's like, how about you just have a conversation? Be like, hey, Brad, what's up? Why aren't we doing date nights anymore?
Hey.
Why aren't you talking to me?
No.
What's the matter with you? And if that doesn't work, you get GPS and a private eye to see what the hell's going on.
What are you talking about? We can't have them talk to their spouse because then we won't get the letter.
I know, but I just think it's funny. It's like, just have a conversation.
Listen, our show is way more important than their relationship.
You're right. Break up. It's somebody new. Break up.
All sorts of Facebook messages about this. Let's pick out a couple of them. Dana says, hi, boys. For me, it was about 4 years. But when I did talk to my husband about it, he told me he'd felt it for at least 2 years already.
Oh,
ouch. Man.
Ouch.
We decided that we just weren't meant to be together and had the most amicable, friendly divorce of all time. I'd say we're better friends today than when we were married, Dana.
Shake hands and walk away.
I guess.
Carry on.
4 years went by and they were like, nah, you
not
just
working.
Be friends?
Well, at least they didn't waste 7 years.
Do you remember that thing we talked about on the show several years ago when I was advocating that marriages start with a 5 year? It's kind of like it's like renewing your driver's license or your car license. You have a 5 year to start with.
Yeah.
And then if both sides check in and they're like, yeah, this is great. And then you up again for like 5 or 10 more.
Do the renewal.
You just renew it.
It's another way for states to make money, too.
Exactly. Right. Tracy says, I think it's probably not really tied to a certain number of years, but more likely a result of the people you hang around. If you're married and you hang with a bunch of single people, you start wondering if the grass really is greener over there. That's my 2 cents. That, I would not discount that at all. If you're happily married and your group that you hang out with contains, let's say, 3 or 4 super single, ready to mingle people who are always out, you know, trolling and stuff like that.
You're going to want that
trolling.
Same lifestyle.
You'll start wondering about it, right?
You're but like, it's that looks fun.
But it's funny because in any group, and people aren't aware of this, if you're in a group of 5 people, many times, and I'm not saying always, but many times, the people who are married have this thing like, oh, I wish I was like them. I wish I was single. While at the same time, the people who are single are saying to themselves, dang, I wish I was married like they were. So they're not even aware that the other side.
Probably not, though. Yeah, probably not.
Are we done here?
I think so.